Laurel, it's me. Can we talk? Laurel? Laurel?
Make sure this message finds its way to the vigilante. Do it fast. Because at sunrise, I'm gonna leave pieces of this girl all over Starling City unless he pays me a little visit. You know, gives us a chance to get to know each other better.
What do we do?
Can your CSIs, I don't know, can they track this or trace it or something?
How did he know about Laurel?
What?
How does this guy know Laurel is connected to the hood?
No idea. I only found out about it myself last night. She said you knew.
Well, just me and...
Mr. Lance, this maniac has got Laurel. You've got to call in posse or something. I don't know, SWAT teams.
I can't.
Detective Lance.
I gotta go make a call.
Thanks for coming. Didn't seem like a good idea to talk about this at your house.
Yeah, it would have been a little awkward for you to explain to my mother that you're spying on her.
No, man. Awkward part's coming up.
You bugged my mother.
Just listen.
It's taken care of. I've taken care of it. And it will not be a problem anymore.
And your propensity for squeamishness, I'm assuming that Mr. Lou remains in good health.
I made it clear to him persuasively that his plans endangered the undertaking. I didn't have to make the usual threats.
Excellent. Now, one more matter to attend to. I need you to have the contents of this address to dispose of thoroughly. The warehouse where you're storing remains of the Queen's Gambit.
I already told you I knew Robert's yacht was sabotaged.
I'm sorry, man.
The yacht was sabotaged. Somebody tried to kill my father.
Your mother was involved somehow.
You do not know that she was involved, Diggle.
What I do know, Oliver, and so do you, is that she kept this a secret. Why would she do that if she didn't have something to hide? Is that...
Yeah. You have 3 seconds before I have this line permanently disconnected.
Miss Laurel, she's been kidnapped. Listen, whoever this is, he's gonna kill my daughter. Please believe me.